Hello and welcome back to Practicing Human, the podcast where every day we're getting a little better at life. I'm your host, Corey Mascara, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about working with resistance to an open heart. More to come on that in a moment. First, let's settle in together with the sound of the bells. Okay, so one of the big barriers for people in a meditation practice, but also in any sort of practice that is designed to create more openness and receptivity and anything that we desire, is working with the resistance points to that perceived outcome. And what that looks like, let's just say in a meditation practice, could be you're focusing on the breath, or let's just say you're doing something like choiceless awareness, just this open presence where you're relaxed, receptive, attuned to whatever is arising in this moment, but you perceive something that it feels like a point of resistance, a tension in the body, and the attention goes there. Because there's tension, feels like a contraction, maybe like a tightness in the chest, or even just something like a pain, physical pain. And then the mind perceives that as a barrier to the thing that you're trying to get to, this open, receptive place. Like, oh, can't get there because there's contraction right now. And this creates an oppositional relationship to that experience, creating more tension, more suffering, and contracting the system even more. Now, the key thing here is that those points, those resistance points, those contraction points, they are not actually contractions. Those are normal openings and closings of the body, pain points, ease, different variations of emotion, could be joy, could be frustration. You know, these fluctuations are going to arise and pass. The actual openness and contraction is happening in the relationship to these experiences. And so our job in those moments when we perceive something that feels like a resistance to what we're trying to get to is to shower that resistance in love, in awareness, in spaciousness. And so instead of the pain being a hurdle to what we're trying to become, it becomes the very thing that we expand around, that we meet with surrender. And this is true also when doing the work of opening the heart. We perceive an outcome that we're trying to get to, receiving love, openness to love, not closing down when we get triggered, all these things that we have in mind. And then when something does arise that feels antithetical to that, and it's a closing of some sort, then we kind of throw our hands up and go, oh, well, this is getting in the way. No, that is the way. That is what we meet. The love that we're grounding ourselves in is not because of that momentary frustration or guarding. It's the very thing that we bring to that guarding. We take a step back from that and go, oh yeah, of course there's resistance. Of course there's anger. Of course there's guarding and protection. And you envelop that with the love, that with the heart, that with the understanding. And in that way, the sense of you are now grounding yourself in that orientation of love, of openness. That is an open heart that meets all the different fluctuations that arise. And it's big work, but oh man, is it special to be able to do that, because then there's really nothing in your experience that can arise that has to get in the way. All of it is the way, and all of it is just another thing that we get to hold with loving presence. Now, as you can imagine, there are a lot of nuances to this and a lot of other questions that arise on that path. And so if this is something you feel a curiosity toward, you know, if you're hearing me talk and you're going, yeah, there's something about that that resonates with me at this point in time, then I do think the opening the heart retreat would be really valuable, because we're going to be focusing on specifically anchoring ourselves into that loving orientation toward all aspects of our experience, so that this openness becomes more of our default way of being. And that takes time, and that takes space, and that takes encouragement, and that takes the right conditions. And that's the design of this retreat. So that's happening May 20th through 2022. And you can learn more details at CoreyMascara.com/retreat or at the link in my bio. If you're listening to this after the fact, or you can't attend live, if you can't attend live, then you can still sign up and access the recordings. All registrants get lifelong access to the recordings. So many people, less than 50% of people actually attend live. Most view it through the recordings at their own pace. And that works great. If you can attend live, wonderful. We have live Q&As. It would be great to have you there and see you there. And you can learn all about what's included, all the different resources. There's a lot of follow-up resources you get. There's over $500 worth of different courses and bonuses and meditations that are included in the bonus resources, in addition to the 12 plus hours of teaching content and practices. So definitely check that out on the website. I do know that sometimes finances can be a barrier, which is different than not being willing to invest in your own well-being, which I do think is really important, that energetic orientation and connection to the work that you're doing. But if it is a matter of I can't attend because of finances, then we do have some partial scholarships available, and you can reach out at Corey@limindfulness.com, and we'll get back to you to help make it happen. So again, all those details are at CoreyMascara.com/retreat. Link is also in the show notes, and would be great to have you there. Thank you for your practice. And until next time, take care.